Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. She responds to Lo Yinishmas Am Yaakov Shom Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Lamed. This Daf is full of Agato, and we'll try to learn a few important Nekudas in the Daf. And on Mudalaf, the more brings a Machloikis, and the more brings the second opinion is that there is a big Indian to learn Torah, to teach Torah to our grandchild. The more brings the Pasuk, it says, V'lin Matim is Beneichem. Es Beneichem means also Ben Beneichem, based on a different Pasuk that says, And the Gemara continues and says that Rishu ben Levi says that anybody who learns with his grandchildren is as if kiblo me'arsina, as if he got the Torah from Me'arsina, because in the pasuk there that says vonecho levonecho, it says yom eshav matu v'nei Hashem erekecho bechoyrev, the day you stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sinai. In the Shlah, in the Sefer HaShlah, there's a chelek called Vovei Ha'amudim, which was written by the son of the Shlah, Rav Shefta. And there he brings our Gemara, Perek Dalet, and he asks a few questions. The two main questions he asks is, the Gemara says, the diuk from the pasuk, matim es b'neichem, it means also grandchildren. Why are we using the pasuk in Pashas Ekev, the Pasha of Bahoyim Shemoyah? Why are we not taking the earlier pasuk in Pashas Vayeschanon, Pasha of Shema? There it says, v'shinam tom levanecho. Say v'shinam tom levanecho, means the grandchildren. Why are we running to Pashas Bahoyim Shemoyah? In addition, the Gemara is based on the pasuk that says "V'yedata l'vanecho u'livnei vanecho." Why you need to say both? Just say "V'yedata l'livnei vanecho," kol shekhen vanecho. What's the reason to say both? So he answers the Sheftel with a big yisoid. He says like this: there's a difference between learning with a son and learning with a grandson. Learning with a son, a person needs to learn a limud that he's going to retain. So not only has to learn with him, he also has to do chazara with him. He has to review his learning. But when he learns with a grandson, there's no need to review the learning. And that's the difference between a son and a grandson. That's why you can't learn a son from a grandson with a Kal V'chomer, because the son is a different type of learning. And that's the difference in the Psukim. When you learn with a son, it says, V'shinam tov levanecho. It's like what was it to say later? Shu divrei Torah mechudodi meficho. You need to know the Torah. You need to be a knal, you have to have the knowledge of the Torah. But by the grandchild, it says, V'limatim oysom es b'neichem, just to teach. Even if he doesn't know it, that's also suffice to learn with a grandson. What's the difference? Why should it be a difference between learning with a son and learning with a grandson? So the Chora, we can explain this based on what the Achronim bring in our sugya. It's brought down the Maram Shik, the Ein Yitzchak, and others, the same idea. The Gemara told us that someone who learns with a grandson is as if he got the Torah from Har Sinai. Why? What's the connection between the two things? So they all bring the Gemara Bo Metzia Daf Pehei. The Gemara says, "Kol shuta mechacham, ubnoi tam mechacham, ubemre tam mechacham." If you have three generations of tamidi chachamim, shuv in Torah per second mizar. The Torah does not leave that family, because it says, "Lo yimushu in picho, pizaracho, pizarazaracho, amashem me'atov ve'adulom." Shmuel is guaranteeing if it's three generations, it stays forever. So you may say the Achronim. That's the pshat. When we stood in our Sinai and we heard the Torah, it says the Torah that was learned in Har Sinai was not supposed to be forgotten. That's how we heard in Har Sinai. Then Am Yisrael did a chet and they lost the Maila of Har Sinai. Anybody who learns him, his son, and his grandson, meaning you have three generations of learners, so then the Torah stays, it's retained by them. It connects them to Har Sinai, where the Torah of Har Sinai always remains with us. That's the reason learning with a grandson is kilu kibla mar Sinai. You go to the mile of our Sinai where the Torah stays forever. Based on this, seems to be that's the pshat in Rav Sheftel. There's a big difference between learning with a son and learning with a grandson. Learning with a son is to teach the son Torah. The son needs to know, the Torah says. Learning with a grandson is a different purpose. It's not to teach Torah, but it's to have the connection, the chain of generations. You want to connect generation 1 with generation 3 and create your Zaracho, the Zera Zaracha Ad Olam. You want to continue our Sinai with no separation. That's the learning with the grandson. That's the meaning of being with the grandson and continuing to tell you to the grandson. This connects beautifully with what my father Shlita always says. You know that children, having children, caring about children, that's something that also animals have. It's a natural instinct to care about your children. But grandchildren, that's only something human beings have. You don't see a dog taking care of the puppies of his children. There's no concept of grandfatherhood by an animal. It's a thing that has to do only with human beings. Human beings, they have a hemshech, they have a continuation, a connection from generation to generation. The chain of generations shaykh only in Adam. Rav David Cohen from Brooklyn, he has a sefer on the Yiddish language. And there he says, how do you say grandchild in Yiddish? Einikel. Where does that come from? Because the pasuk says, ve'hasneh einenu ukal. You want to say that the bush did not burn down, it remained intact. Einenu ukal means not getting burned down. That's the word einikel. The idea of a grandchild is the continuation of the doiris. The generation to generation that continues with no hefsek. That's the concept of having a grandchild. And learning with a grandchild means continuing the Torah through the chain of generations and having that connection of our Sinai, Zaracho v'Zera Zaracha ad Oilo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.